The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're tuned in to Heat Check with Trista Crick.
On this episode of the Heat Check, special little Thanksgiving treat. I was fortunate enough earlier this week to guest host BetQL Daily, another betting show on the BetQL network, hence the name BetQL, with Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth. We spent actually two full segments discussing the NBA, so I wanted to share it with you guys. This was recorded live on location, actually at BetMGM National Harbor in Maryland. Had a bunch of fun, so I decided, hey, why don't you guys give it a listen? All right, pass the turkey, Nick, and drop that beat.
BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth joined this hour by Trista Crick, of course, part of BetMGM Tonight. And Trista, it's exciting to have you here with us this hour. And we knew what we have you. We have to talk some NBA. We were watching last night. You were on the Jazz early, and then you doubled down at halftime.
So we watched Jazz late.
Yes, Jazz early, Jazz late, but it hit. Late hit. This was a good hit last night.
Oh, man. So that was my Jazz. Sometimes you do all this research, and you spend all this time digging in to all these stats that you think matter, and the spot and the calendar that you think matters, and, you know, injury stuff and trends, and you're like, you think you're just so smart, you know, you just
right.
Like
I've got it,
like, this is a lock, this is just like my favorite bet of the week. And I was looking in because we had Ryan Homler, our social guy, here, and he was like, I need your one bet.
Yep.
One bet for social. And I was like, ooh, that's a lot of pressure. I gotta dig in. And then you look at it, right, and it's like Utah, what are they, 13-5 against the spread in first halves. And then you look at the Clippers, who they were playing in L.A., and they're like 5-13 against
it
the spread.
It all lined
in
up.
First half. And you're like, well, this is like the – like, one is number one, one is 30. Mm-hmm. And like, okay, yeah, Kawhi's back, but he's load managed, but no Paul George. That's a good thing. All right. And you're like, yeah, like, all I need is Utah Jazz plus 1.5 in the first half. Like, they're going to crush the Clippers. Money line plus 120. I'm crowing, singing from the high heavens. Andrew, our brand manager, comes on. I'm going to take it. PJ, co-host, I'm going to take it. Now there's some pressure. Now you start watching. We get in there, and I realize quick, like, oh, this is dead. You know what I realized, Aaron, it was dead, and you were with me, so you know. John Wall hit a three at the buzzer after the first – at the first quarter buzzer from the logo, just – and I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, this is dead.
If John Wall's hitting those
if
shots,
if John Wall's
you're in
hitting
trouble.
Shots from the logo at a buzzer beater, I was like, oh, yeah. So then I was like, I'm going to responsibly chase and take –
I mean, because you have to at this point.
I'm confident about this bet. I'm confident in these Utah Jazz. They've been covering all year. And they want to win. They're young. They're scrappy. Everyone has discarded them. They're like junkyard pieces, right? Like, you've got Markkanen, he's been discarded. You've got Colin Sexton, he's been discarded. You've got Malik Beasley, he's been discarded.
It's like the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
John Wall and the Clippers kind of are, too.
I know, yeah. And he's like, he's kind of trying to make a reemergence. I'm like, they're going to come at halftime. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, yeah, Jazz plus or minus 2.5 second half, full game plus 8.5. I'm like, all right, yeah. So now we have a reason to sweat it out. They sweat it out with me. We had to find, we got shut down back here. We had to find another place to watch it where they put the screens down.
Wow.
Yeah, we were committed.
They shut us. Well, they just closed the place down. Yeah. We were like, well, we got to go find the Jazz game.
Got to find it.
Yeah.
Then we went
now that the entire network has bet on this.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody else did not take the second half. I was the only one.
And it hit?
And it hit. It was a sweat, but it hit. It was a sweat, but
worth
it
then. Yeah. Did you tail it second half?
No, he was just enjoying the sweat.
Yeah.
I was watching everyone sweat. All right, so listen, you hit that bet last night, which is great in the second half, but you loved NBA betting, and Aaron does as well. But I feel like early in seasons with sports like the NBA, you can find some players you like that are really starting to hit.
Yeah.
I mean, my guy, I think I told you yesterday, Tyrese Halliburton. I love Halliburton. It feels like he's just the books haven't figured out what his number at. So he's someone on the good side. But how about the players that early this season you're just realizing – you just can't bat him.
Yeah, I think number one on the list is Jordan Poole, right? Like, Jordan Poole had an insane year last year. Like, sixth man of the year type numbers. He was getting, like, when he was in a starting role, he was averaging, like, 26 points when he came off, coming into the starting role for Clay when Clay was hurt, right? And now he moves to the bench, and he's coming first off the bench, and he's just not been the same. Like, his volume. The thing is, too, it's like, if your volume's inconsistent,
right?
Well, then we've got real problems.
Yeah.
He shot two games ago, like, I think five shots. That's not going to get us to 16.5 points, Jordan Poole.
Yeah, I'm just looking at his game logs right now as you say this. I mean, he has maybe half of them at over 10 field goal attempts, 20 sometimes, 17, 18, 13, 14. But like you said, he also has an 8, a 5, a 4, a 5. Like, that's nothing.
That's what we call a high volatility player.
Yeah.
And there are other players that I know will always chuck, like Buddy Hield. That's in his DNA. And I don't know what's going on with Jordan Poole. I'm not a psychologist. There's obviously some sort of like mental thing going on, because when you go from being a starter, sixth man of the year, winning a championship, getting all that money, getting knocked the F out, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff there.
Getting punched by Draymond would change me too, I think.
Yeah,
that hurts.
He got cold, like he was knocked out, like unconscious. That's insane.
Maybe, I mean, Draymond could talk some trash. Perhaps he said some things that messed with him mentally.
Oh, 1,000%. You know how it is. And it's probably about a woman. Always about
a woman.
I'm
sure it is, yeah.
Like, you
money
know,
or a woman. I mean, that's what happened to
the NBA. Or maybe both. Can't be dating the same girl.
So when you can't, so how are you going to feed your family when you don't have a contract because they gave all the money to me?
Right.
Like what?
That
oh, you're
my
cold cock.
Too, yeah,
cold cock. So anyone who's been punched by their teammate, I just don't take their props anymore.
That's
fair.
So where does Anthony Davis fit into this? I'm looking at his game log. He's been a double-double machine this year. But what is it about him you just don't like? Don't bet. Stay away.
I mean, they call him Data Davis for a reason, right? He's always on the ground. Like, he falls consistently. I think that's a part of his load management schedule. Like, he's just on his back. He has a degenerative condition in his knees and in his Achilles. He has ankle issues. Like, he doesn't put in the work to stay strong, and he could be out of a game at any moment. Kind of like, he's like the Wish version of Joel Embiid in terms of that,
I see that
element. You know what I mean? Where you're like, oh boy, at any time, like, AD could be back to the training room.
Yeah, AD's so weird because I feel like at his Hall of Fame induction, people are going to shrug and be like, yeah, he was good, but he wasn't as great as people thought he was going to be. Doesn't it always feel like he should be better? He should do more, Trista?
Yes.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, we're just going to remember him as the unibrow. Like,
you
know, you were cool, you were good, you were there,
yeah,
it was fine.
You wanted one title.
Yeah.
Remember when you sank the Lakers franchise by that trade that happened where they gave away everything that they had and every single pick that they had, one of them probably turning into Victor Wembanyama? So, like, that's kind of where I'm at with AD. If you look at his rebound numbers over the last, like, four games, just insane stuff. 18, 16, 18, 14.
Yeah.
I don't know what the line is because I literally just stay away from them. I don't even click the tab. I try to stay away from Laker props just generally speaking. I think, too, as someone who watches the NBA and bets it to be invested and watch it, there's really no reason to bet Laker props because then you're forced to watch that prop.
And no one wants to watch it.
No, like, nobody wants to watch that.
Unless you're fading them and you're, like, excited
about
that. Yeah,
and to the flip side of that, a team that has been downtrodden just up the state north – The Sacramento Kings are electric.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I am.
Sabonis seems like is they're your guy. Team.
They are. So I grew up a Portland Trailblazer fan, but there's just something about the downtrodden teams that I gravitate towards, right? Teams that are disrespected, teams that the national media doesn't have any love for. And I've been like, I think, kind of the national spokesperson for the Kings.
Well, there's the only spokesperson.
Joe G and I have.
See, that's disrespect. That's national disrespect.
Well, no one talks about the Kings except you. It's good, though.
Yeah, it is, except for the people who talk about the Kings consistently, right? Like, I'll go on Sacramento 1320, Sacramento, awesome show. Casey and D'Lo, definitely take a listen if you never have. They have an awesome, like, YouTube live that they do. With the radio show as well. Funny dudes, like very funny dudes. And I'm so looking forward to coming out to Sacramento, and I'm so looking forward to lighting the beam, which they light the purple beam whenever they win. But, like, this team is a legit playoff contender. Like, this team could go to the playoffs, absolutely. What are they, fourth in the West right now?
How much
six straight wins
that, you know, to the Sabonis trade last year?
Some of it is Sabonis. I think a lot of it is Mike Brown. I think Mike Brown.
Brown's a good coach.
Yeah. He's a really, and he's changed. Like, Mike Brown in Cleveland, not the same coach as Mike Brown coming off of multiple, you know, championships with Steve Kerr on that bench, right? So he learns a lot of the Warriors' style in terms of how they want to run things. They share the ball. Mm-hmm. Like, their goal, Sacramento Kings' goal, is over 30 assists per night. Right? Like, that's their goal. And that's what makes a really good team. Even the Warriors, how much they stink, they're still getting 30 assists per night. Which, think about that. Who benefits from that? How do you target props from that, right? Like, are you going to be sending out, maybe that's Sabonis. Sabonis has been awesome with assists, awesome with rebounds as well. So the Kings in general have been great. And Kevin Huerter, the Red Velvet, I call him Kayvon.
I love Huerter. That guy.
He's just amazing. 6'7", 6'8", like, plays defense, but just bombs away. Shoots like 50% from three. So if you want to take his three-point prop, love that. 2.5. I love that.
He's the definition of the guy that walks in the gym, you're like, this guy? And then he starts playing, you're like, oh, no.
And you're like,
yeah,
oh,
I remember
he's
him in college.
Yeah, Maryland,
oh, my gosh. I mean, we covered him in college. He was really good.
Yeah.
Happy to see him finding success in the association. But, yeah, I mean, that's a good point about this Kings team. And Sabonis, I mean, Joe G knows I made a killing off him double-doubles last season. And so, I mean, now it's like you can't even find value, really. Because
no, I think it's minus money.
Yeah,
for
he's
him
so
to...
consistent at it.
How about the other side? How about the players you're gravitating towards betting on? Where maybe the books haven't caught up, or you like the numbers each night? Like, who are the players that every night you open your app, you're like, all right, what's the prop? I'm on it.
You mentioned that you really like
Halliburton.
I like him as well. Like, he has a – I think he just twisted his ankle, and so maybe you want to stay and kind of lay back into the weeds for that. But Halliburton's been insane. Buddy Hield threes has been absolutely a thing. Like, he'll get 4, 5, 6 threes a night. So if you can get a 2 or a 2.5, like a 1.5 or a 2.5, I really like that. Cade points and rebounds when he's healthy. I mean, he's a rebounding machine. And let's be honest, he's a ball hog. Like, he's a ball
usage
hog.
Usage rate's really
his
high.
His usage rate is immense. Who else do I really like? Desmond Bane, when he comes back from injury.
Desmond Bane's really good.
He's really good. Yeah. I think that they're the best backcourt in the NBA.
It feels like it's – I mean, I don't think they're going to be as good as them, but it reminds me of when Steph and Klay took off. And it was, like, all about Steph. And it's like, well, Klay's really good next to him, too.
Yeah, and Desmond Bane to Klay's – like, to your comparison about Klay, just an insane defender as well. Doesn't have long arms. He has alligator arms, so I think people, like, kind of sleep on him for that. But Desmond Bane, anything over 17.5, 18.5, Desmond Bane threes, he's been awesome. Ja Morant assists have been, you know, really profitable. He's obviously hurt right now as well. Donovan Mitchell threes. I don't know what's going on with Donovan Mitchell, but holy moly, he has become a legit three-point shooter, where he was very inconsistent when he played for Utah.
We talked about him last week, Aaron, I think, as a dark horse MVP candidate.
Absolutely.
His number was, I think, 30-1, 25-1 recently. And we know it's Luka and Giannis, but if you're looking for someone down the board, if the Cavs end up, Tristan, with a top 2 or 3 seed, he's going to be a consideration.
Absolutely. I people roasted me about this. I put it on TikTok. I was like, this is what he's averaging. Not only is he assisting more than ever, his defensive rating is way higher. They're winning games. He took over the mantle for the, you know, facilitator role when Darius Garland went out with that eye injury. So he's been insane. I think there's a ton of value there. Another player that I love, too, is Bojan Bogdanović for the Pistons. His three-point prop, I love taking that. Sometimes I put it into a one-game parlay. You can even get just two with him. I mean, he's going to shoot all day, every day. And I think he's averaging like 17.5 points per game. Weird pickup by the Pistons, but they re-extended him. People in Detroit love him. And, yeah, I think he's going to be a big part of what they do.
I see Josh Hart on here. He's from the DMV. I covered him in
high love
school.
Josh Hart.
Yeah, you got his under here.
Yeah, he hasn't. Like, he's kind of been all over the place. And I think without Damian Lillard, the stats will be different for him. Mm-hmm. But he's just not some. So if you look at his points, so he had 17 last night, 19. Both of those two games have been without Dame. But 7, 6, 2, another game without Dame against the Pelicans. So maybe Josh Hart overs without Dame.
Yeah.
And Josh Hart unders with Dame.
I like that.
And you can actually get Josh Hart all the way down to 9.5 if you want to take the over. You can get
like
it up.
Who's betting Josh Hart? I don't even know how many people really even know who he is, except maybe me and Trista. I covered him when he was in high school. No, like, legit high school wanted him. And then he grew, like, 5 feet, like, his junior year.
And I think to your point about props, taking players like Javon, for example, he's not on the list, but Javon Carter, his assist prop or his point prop, especially considering that Drew has been in and out of the lineup, Middleton's still not back, maybe Giannis is banged up. Javon Carter's number, very, very low. People aren't thinking about him. They're not, like, changing that line based on the volume of those bets, right? And so there's value there. I think.
Quickly, we have about 90 seconds. So, Lauri Markkanen, 17 points around per game. He might win the most improved player. I mean, this is great. I kind of just moved off of Lauri Markkanen. I was like, all right, he is what he is. And he's with that Island of Misfit Toys, he just bombs away.
25 points last night.
Wow.
We saw him have some dunks, like monster, nasty, gritty dunks.
I didn't think he could do that.
10 rebounds, 3 assists. If you can take his PRA, like, that's just automatic. Like, he's a rebounding machine. Doesn't get a ton of assists, but his points, he's averaging 23 per night. Just nuts.
Have you been surprised by your Blazers team?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Shaedon Sharpe's going to be the future of this team, absolutely. Damian Lillard, obviously, he's been kind of up and down with injuries. But I think this is a legit Western Conference Finals team. I think the West is wide open.
It is wide open.
Memphis is vulnerable to injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Golden State has issues with depth. But, yeah, I think this is a legit team.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Trista, we have you for one more segment, and we wanted to talk some big picture stuff in the NBA. Talk about some teams and some players you kind of bet on there. But big picture, you said it a few minutes ago, the West is open. And it's changed so much over the past couple years, because it used to be like the West had two or three, like, just like behemoths, right? You know, the Warriors, the Rockets were in there for a period. And now, if you ask me right now to guess who comes out of the West, I have no idea.
It literally could be any team. Like, the pessimist in me, because I don't know if you know the running bit that I have where I call myself a lifelong Dubs fan.
Okay.
I'm not a Dubs fan.
Oh, I've seen the reaction, the Dubs fans coming at you.
Yeah, they don't like me, but I've decided that instead of saying mean things about them and saying that they're frauds or that, you know, the two timeline thing doesn't work or whatever, like all the things that, like, maybe James Wiseman was a bust, they should have taken LaMelo, all these things that are maybe valid. Like, no. What the best route is to just praise them. Like, just praise them, say everything's fine.
Kill them with kindness.
Because I will mush them. Like, that's what is – I bet on them to win the title. I bet on Steph to win the MVP. And so, you know, maybe our Dubs will be fine, our Dubs. But who knows? And I think they've got real issues with depth. They've got issues with their role players. They're not playing any defense. The vibes are very bad.
Well, someone got punched. Yeah,
someone
changes
got
the vibes.
Knocked out. So, yeah, I mean, you look at the Grizzlies. They're obviously a really fun team. They're a very exciting team. I think that they could make noise. But they've got injury concerns. Jaren Jackson was out. You've got Desmond Bain out. Jaw can't stay healthy. I mean, and he's been re-injuring the same ankle. So I think that's super important to note. The Mavs, without Jalen Brunson, I don't know necessarily if I trust them. You know, Luka could go for 50 and they could still lose. Mm-hmm. They kind of get by their slow pace. Like, not sure what's happening with the Clippers. Yeah, they're a 4 seed right now, but is Kawhi going to be healthy? This is something that's kind of like a, who knows? Like, this is like a long-running question.
Is he going to play? Is he going to just rest?
Where are we at with Kawhi? I think there's a degenerative thing going on with his quad, too. I was talking to Keith Smith on the show the other night, and he was like, yeah, even in San Antonio, they told the staff, like, this is something that's not going to go away. This is something that needs to be managed for the rest of his career, right? Are the Pelicans going to be able to operate the same way that they did last playoffs with Zion in the lineup? Right. Because he's an electric offensive talent. But he just plain doesn't care on defense like 80% of the time. So that's like super interesting. Obviously, Rudy Gobert integrating into the Minnesota Timberwolves isn't working. Like, I think they missed the playoffs altogether.
The
like,
Nuggets, the, too. The, how can you trust them?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on? Obviously, I think that the issue with the Nuggets is just, you know, Jokic got COVID. And you've got Jamal Murray sort of getting back from an ACL tear. You've got Michael Porter Jr., who's had back concerns. I like the Nuggets. I think that they're going to sneak up on some people quite a bit. Like, they've got a ton of talent, versatility. You know, obviously, you've got one of the best players in the NBA on your team, kind of like the Bucks have Giannis, right? So I think they could make some noise. The Suns, I didn't even mention. Like, Chris Paul's, I think, done. I think he's toast. I think he's, honestly, like...
It finally happened?
I think it just, like, fell off a cliff, and I think the Suns winning without him sort of shows. I think he's missed, like, 4 straight games. And campaign is sort of doing a serviceable job, right? You don't have to pay Chris Paul $40 million. Maybe you can go out and get somebody else when his contract is over.
Well, Chris Paul's played 40,000 minutes now. I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
he was getting a lot of credit, too, for the Suns' success the last couple seasons.
Yeah, it's almost like at some point the legs are going to give out. It's 40,000 minutes.
Well, and I think another thing that doesn't get talked about enough, too, is that Chris Paul, I don't know if you guys have had to work with someone like this, but like the first year, I think Tom Thibodeau's this way too. The first year you're with them, you're like, this is awesome. They care so much. They push me. They've always got feedback for me. And then like 16 months into it and you're like, shut the F up. Like, I do not want to hear, I'm fine. Like, I just got paid. Stop telling me that I didn't roll hard enough to the basket. Yeah. Kind of grinds your teammates down. And I think Chris Paul does grind his teammates down quite a bit, Ayton specifically.
So would you wait in the West? Is there a longer shot? Because you went over all the teams, and there's issues with every single one. Like, as you were saying, I was like, I mean,
she likes the Nuggets, I'm hearing.
I like the Nuggets. They're an interesting
the Kings.
If you give me a healthy Grizzlies team entering the playoffs with Bane and Ja, I think they could come out.
Yes, I absolutely agree, and they were very close to doing that with Ja against the Warriors. I think they would have beaten the Mavs, and who knows at that point, right? And the East is so interesting because, like, I think it's Giannis's sort of team to, and they're the team to win as long as everyone's healthy, too. When are we getting Chris Middleton back? I don't know.
I remember when the season started, they were in Philadelphia, and he was out, and it was like, yeah, he'll be back soon. It's December now.
Yes.
What's going on?
So I think that's a real concern. So if you're a Western Conference team, you're like, well, who knows what's going on with the Bucks? Maybe they get knocked out early, and this is our chance. I kind of like the division winners. Grizzlies to win the division is still plus 150. The Mavs are plus money. That's a wide open division. Pelicans plus 225 to win the division. Very interesting. Also, Northwest division, Portland's plus 475 to win that. Nuggets are minus 190. Don't love the Nuggets in that spot, obviously, because of the value. Kind of like the Jazz, though, plus 550 to win the division. And then I gave this out, guys, I gave this out like maybe 2 weeks ago. The Kings to win the division at that point was 66-1.
Wow.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. I gave it out on Twitter. It immediately, not because of
you me. You moved the books?
I don't know.
We always say we do that on our show. We give something out, it changes. You move the
books.
It
moved. Yeah. It absolutely moved immediately. It went from 66-1 to 45-1 in a day, post-tweet, and it is right now sitting at 25-1.
She moved the books.
We beat the books. So I still like the Kings at that number.
Kings are
right?
at 100-1 to come out of the West.
Which, like, I don't know that they will, but, like, they've got.
At 100-1, I'd sprinkle that.
At 100-1, you got to kind of, like, you kind of got to say it's so wide open.
So it's the odds are up for BetMGM there on the screen there. And you know, it's just startling, Trista, to see a LeBron James team at 125-1 to win their own division. They are terrible.
So bad.
I never thought we'd see LeBron on a team this bad. Like, he's older now, right? He's not the same player he was 5-10 years ago. But I always just assume you have LeBron James, you're going to be okay. You're going to be 500.
You'll get pieces around him now that he's older, and it's just not.
They just won't.
And I think he's checked out mentally.
Yeah.
I mean, he could, like, roll out there and score 27 because of who he is, but it just doesn't feel like he cares anymore.
You know what was interesting is I saw Jalen Rose when we went to Detroit. We went to the Lions game, and we went to the Michigan State game. And we were talking to him. We did a BetMGM thing with him. And I asked him, like, does LeBron James care about winning anymore? And he goes, yeah. And I go, is that his primary priority? Does he want to win? Is it strive for greatness, chips over everything? And he goes, Trista, there was a time that came in my career where I realized I would never be Magic Johnson. But you know what? No one was ever going to be Magic Johnson either. And that realization changed the entire mentality of my thought process and career, right? LeBron James will never be Jordan.
Right.
It doesn't matter how many rings he gets. It does not matter. He's still lost that many finals, and people will always discredit what he does. So in Jalen Rose's mind, he has sort of surrendered to the universe that he will never be considered the GOAT.
And I think when they won the bubble title, he felt like he did it, right? Like, he won another one. He won with the new team. It just feels like there's no motivation anymore. Like, he gave the Lakers a title. They can't ever say he was a waste of time, him going there, but
it also feels like he's holding on as long as he can so he can play with his son.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, fatherhood, you know what it's like.
To say, like, you are in the NBA
with your son.
I mean, I don't know what it's like to play my son in the NBA. I never will. But
you know what it's like to have aspirations for your kids to out and, like, to surpass you, to be able to do things with them. And I think that's really interesting. And also, it doesn't get talked about enough. L.A. as a city takes, it takes your ambition away. Mm-hmm. It does. Like, it's just beautiful.
Too much going on?
It's just beautiful all the time. You have no needs. Like, there's just no needs. You had 74.
It's not Cleveland. Let's just say that.
In January.
It's dark and cloudy and 30 degrees.
You don't wake up angry.
Right.
You know, there's not, like, you can just kind of, like, put the alarm clock on snooze. People are brunching on a Tuesday, and it's full. Like, work-life balance matters in L.A. And that is, anytime you're around a culture that sort of seeps in, and I'm not saying that's happening to LeBron, but I think that sort of plays into, like, you know what? Maybe I don't need to win anymore. This
sense.
Is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. He was in Cleveland where it was like, that's the opposite of that. And then Miami, the Pat Riley Spoelstra culture is not like that.
And I think you see that with Tom Brady going to the Bucks.
Yes.
Like, okay, you get out of New England, you get away from Bill Belichick, and now it's like beautiful weather, beautiful people,
beautiful
retirement.
Women.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, you saw what happened to Tom Brady. It changes it. And I'm past the point now thinking it's ever going to happen with LeBron again. I think
makes the playoffs again.
Wow.
Ooh, again, ever?
I don't think LeBron James, unless he goes to another team that's already a contender.
Like, forces his way back to the Cavs.
Correct. So, yeah, like something like that. I do not think LeBron James will ever go to the playoffs again.
Well, they are playing tonight at the Suns, and the Lakers are on a 3-game winning streak.
Good
Woo-hoo!
For them.
Congrats.
Good for them.
That's cute.
They're feeling themselves, I bet.
So before we let you go here, end our hour, are you going to go gamble with AI? Are you going to go back to the casino with AI?
Yeah, I'm going to go find him.
Yeah.
He had another pair of answers on his feet. I really just want to interview him on the podcast, but I'm sort of starstruck. Like, this is the one person, him and Clyde Drexler are the only people I've interviewed, people in different, sports or whatever, different echelons. And AI is just was my idol growing up. He's under 6 feet.
Yep.
I was obviously tiny as a guard. I was saw AI and I saw him walk by. I didn't even say anything. What a chicken.
Well, it's hard. You don't want to. I never want to bother him.
He doesn't have doesn't have the inviting look on his face right now.
No.
He has I'm locked in.
Yeah. I've been at the casino for 24 hours.
You don't. If he's really on a heater, you don't want to be the one person to
messing up the mojo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, hey AI, I host a podcast.
I feel like
I grew up
go to the bathroom or something from the table. Then maybe
that's where I saw him.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, I didn't say anything. I didn't say
that was your opportunity.
I saw him outside of the Bellagio cafe.
And you don't know, do you want to chit-chat and then invite him on your podcast or just, come out with it right away?
I think you chit-chat first.
Yeah.
You got to kind of
But you don't know
burn.
How many minutes you have.
No, you don't.
Should I go with you? If
yeah,
you're
just
still around.
Go find him.
Yeah,
we'll find
you guys got to go find AI.
I feel like we won't be as nervous
Two pretty
together.
Girls? Two pretty girls? Oh, my God,
He's
AI.
The one who should be nervous.
Oh, my God, AI. I just love you so much. much.
I had a poster of you on my wall.
I did. I literally wanted to be AI.
I said that to Gary Payton once. He's like, you're making me feel really old right now. I was like, sorry.
Oh, the glove. All right, BetQL Daily, presented as always by BetMGM.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for hopping on Trista tonight with BetMGM tonight.
That's all the time that we have for the Heat Check. We'll be back soon with an all-new episode. Check out the feed for past episodes, interviews, and follow us as the Heat Check continues to heat up all the 2022-2023 season. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving to you. Have time with your family. Don't get into too many fights. Stay away from the cranberry jelly. I've got a lot to be thankful for, and a lot of that is you. A lot of that is you guys. Thanks a ton. Many thanks also, speaking of thanking, Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth. BetQL Daily airs 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live on the Odyssey Network. It's also on Twitch. It's also wherever you find your podcast. Was a ton of fun. Make sure you guys check that out as well. All right, knuckleheads, I'll see you guys next time.